I'll be honest with you. When it comes to the Browns, my non-negotiable is looking like you want to be there. Body language. I don't know, like little details, like communication. And when I don't see those things, it is the thing that pisses me off most of all. And each week that we've done this, the Browns have taken some different kind of response to their losing, right? After the Giants game, Deshaun defended the fourth and whatever play with Jordan Akins, saying he was a decoy. There was the Amari Cooper comments. There were some other things. That also, going into the Raiders game, it was Grant Delpit saying must-win game. This last week, you heard a lot of the same. Hey, we found out our communication issues. And Miles even said it on Friday. We think we figured it out. We're good to go. And then every week, no matter what they say, right? Oh, hey, we got to figure it out. Hey, we're pointing in the right direction. Hey, we're good. Every Sunday tells the same story. And it's wild to watch people go, well, we clearly were wrong about the Browns. No? Now, the thing we were wrong about the Browns is that their culture is where we want it to be. They're not losing games because they're being out-talented. They're losing games because they're getting punched in the mouth and they fall apart. That's not about talent. Yeah, injuries are a factor, and we probably don't talk enough about the extent of the injuries, whether it's the O-line, whether it is, Njoku getting banged up, and then, Denzel gets banged up in the game on Sunday, and there's all these things going on. That doesn't control how hard you play and how well you play together. That's the missing ingredient this year. We can get to why we think that is. But before, and I'm going to use a cliche on you, I'm sorry. But before you fix a problem, you first have to address and acknowledge that it is a problem. And so Greg Newsom today was asked about missed tackles. And I can kind of understand what Greg is trying to say. But this is one of those times where he's just negating that they have a problem in the first place.
Hey, Greg, there were still some missed tackles yesterday. Why do you think that's still an issue?
I wouldn't consider it an issue. Mr. NFL, we're going to miss tackles. Like I said, what you try to do is minimize those tackles, and what you try to do is kind of get the other guys running to the ball. Like, I got to do a better job at running to the ball, because at the end of the day, you're going to miss some tackles. Like, those guys get paid a lot of money, and a lot of those running backs and receivers are very shifty. So, at the end of the day, it's, yes, the missed tackle is bad, but it's more so the guys running to the ball to, nullify the extra yards after a missed tackle. So, I think that's kind of our focus. Like, obviously we can tackle better one-on-one, but we got to find a way to get guys to the party so that if he does cut or something, that we're hitting him right on contact after.
So the second half point is fair. You don't see this defense swarming as much. I don't know what the hell that could be. I don't know if that's good scheming. I don't know if it's not playing together. I have a feeling that it's not playing together, but you can't put on for three straight weeks. Actually, really it was five straight weeks. You can't put on a performance every week that says we don't know how to tackle and then say missed tackles aren't a problem. I'm incredulous that this is what Greg Newsom had to say about the Browns' missed tackled issues. Even if part of this is we got to make sure we're swarming the way we were last year, and that's not something I see with just the eye test alone before you do any deeper digs into this. But the reality is you can't say missed tackles aren't a problem. I get that they are part of a game, but when you aren't limiting missed tackles, what does that mean? They are a problem. I don't understand how this is where this team is and the things we, listen, I'll be honest with you. I don't believe Kevin Stefanski a second when he just farts into a microphone. I got to coach better and we got to play better. No dip. You're 1-4. Thank you for the analysis. Did analytics tell you that? Did John Dorsey text you that? One of the old football guys? Hey, just between you and us, I know we didn't cross paths. You guys probably should coach better and play better. Well, thank you, Captain Obvious. But if you're just not going to address the problems, guys, here are the problems of the Cleveland Browns. Kevin is calling an offense he isn't comfortable with, so he's not good at it. Kevin, and by the way, it's not just Kevin is a play caller. Kevin is a decision maker, has failed the Browns this year. Yes, thank you, Kevin. You do need to coach better. Deshaun isn't comfortable in the offense. You know why? Because it's not the new offense. Because the offensive line sucks and is hurt and apparently isn't well coached, they can't roll out any spread concepts. Everything's bunched. Everything's two tight ends. I'm being slightly hyperbolic here. But everybody, should they scrap the new offense? What new offense? It's neither the old offense nor a new offense. It's just a sucky one. It's one that doesn't really, quite frankly, make sense. They're not good on first down. They're not good on second down. And God forbid, they're not good on third down. Fourth down, you should see them punt. I mean, nobody punts like the Cleveland Browns. But Deshaun Watson and the O-line aren't communicating well enough on coverage. And by the way, Deshaun stunk yesterday. As good as I thought he played on Sunday against the Raiders, oh my God, he didn't give his team a chance to win on Sunday. Well, the O-line, not blocking. Wide receivers aren't catching or making plays. The Browns' defense, missed tackles, blown assignments, finger-pointing, bad body language, putrid on every down known to man, and some unknown to man. Oh, and by the way, they're 1-4 in the easiest part of the schedule. So whether you think it is a problem, the biggest problem, the third biggest problem, the fifth biggest problem, when you've gotten your ass housed 4 of the 5 times, and when it looks like you quit, I'm not saying Greg personally, but that the team quit. Like there's, hey, we got punched in the face, we staggered around a lot, and we lost to 2 teams that sucked. No, there is a rookie quarterback welcomed you into his house, slept with your wife, slapped your children upside the head, and then said, hey, can you tip the driver on the way out? You got your ass beat. And if you don't think missed tackles are a problem, then maybe you're the problem. Well, you know, it's not so much that we're not catching the ball. It's just we're not catching the ball a lot. Well, thank you again. I mean, I really like Greg. He's a good football player. I know that he's not their best defensive back. You can make an argument he's not their second best defensive back. This is not a personal thing with Greg. But you cannot come out and say, well, it's not really missed tackles. Did you watch the tape? Because I'm over here like it's clockwork freaking orange. My eyes are pinned open every Sunday. Dear God, somebody take these pins out of my eyelids so I don't have to watch this trash. Because I'll be honest with you, I feel like the count from Sesame Street. A 1 missed tackle, a 2 missed tackle, a 12 missed tackles. And it just keeps continuing. So I don't know if this is a player issue or a coaching issue. I seem to think they're all lost in the sauce a little bit. But you can't come out after you didn't tackle. And you for like the 5th straight game of bad tackling and go, yeah, you know what? It's not really. It's not like we're missing that many tackles. Stats would disagree with you. Nathan Zagura, next on 92.3 The Fan.